Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6:01 on a Friday night. Joe Giglio with you. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. We have Sue Schilling on the updates. You guys with us. 888-729-9494. That is how you hop in on a Football Friday. And this one is the biggest Football Friday we've had of the year. It is Cowboys week. It is Sunday Night Football. And yes, after listening to the discussion on my way in, it is obviously and clearly the biggest game of Carson Wentz's career. It's not even a question. It's the biggest game of Carson Wentz's career, the biggest game of the Eagles season by a mile in Dallas on Sunday night. And we'll get to a lot of stuff tonight. The latest on the Phillies manager search, which, by the way, includes a new poll by John Middleton, which we'll get to. And we'll have some guests tonight, one from down in Dallas on the latest with the Cowboys, including their injuries, which this is not trending the right way for the Eagles. This whole week, it's not really trending the right way for the Eagles. So we'll get to all that. NFL picks, guests, it takes a lot to do here on a Friday night. But I want to start with my gut and your gut and gut, kind of gut feeling on this game and this week, because this is what I always do when there's a game that feels really important. I'll kind of have in my mind two different columns. It's like the pros and the cons, or the good and the bad, and I'll start weighing them out. And as you look at these two teams, look at this matchup, this spot, all the stuff going on this week, I'm going to tell you right now, when last Sunday ended, when the week began, if you would have asked me, Joe, Friday night, what do you think you're going to be saying? Like, what's going to be the show? What's going to be the feeling? I had a feeling when this week started that the Eagles were going to win this game Sunday. Like, it was just, I woke up Monday and I said, yeah, I think they beat the Cowboys next week. And so I think they're going to get right. I think they're going to figure it out. I think they're going to pull out a win. And as the week has gone on, that my heart versus my mind type of thing keeps tugging at each other. And I keep going back to my gut feel. And my gut feel on this is not a good one. I don't feel good about this game. I don't feel good about where this team is right now for a couple reasons. Number one, actually more than a couple, but I'm going to give you a couple. Number one, I can't shake this one thing. As this season has gone along, and we have these moments where we're like, well, if this happened and this happened, they'd be 5-1. Or if this happened, they have played 6 games. They're 3-3. If you take out Luke Falk, because I will take him out, that wasn't even, he's not an NFL quarterback. In the other 5 games against actual NFL quarterbacks, Case Keenum, Matt Ryan, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, in the other 5 games, they have been down double digits in every single game. I can't shake that. I can't shake the fact that last year against the Cowboys, they didn't have a lead for a second in either of those games. And I can't shake the fact that as this week has gone on, some of the advantages I hoped for and thought would be there don't feel like advantages anymore. Early in the week, it felt like and seemed like, wow, the Cowboys are going to be really, really banged up. This is going to be a great spot for the Eagles. It's going to be kind of the reverse of what we saw earlier in the year, where the Eagles were all banged up and the Lions came here and took advantage. Well, now maybe the Eagles get a break. They go down to Dallas and they get the advantage. Both starting tackles weren't practicing. Amari Cooper had a thigh bruise. And it's like, whoa, they're really banged up. Byron Jones, their best corner. And then as the week goes on, oh, hey, look, all those guys are practicing today. And it looks like all those guys could play outside of one cornerback, their slot corner. All of them might play. So that big advantage that I had in my mind no longer exists. And the other big advantage I felt in the beginning of the week when I first started thinking about this game and who would win was turmoil. The idea of one team is together, one team has it, you know, all the horses kind of going in the right direction. Everyone's flowing the right way. And that was the Eagles early in the week because the Cowboys had national stories and local stories down there about their head coach getting fired, the owner Jerry Jones getting asked about this on local radio down there. No one giving the guy a high five on the sideline last week. 3 straight losses, questions about that. Like, all the stuff was trending in the Eagles' favor. A banged-up Cowboys team and turmoil, to some degree, in that locker room with that coach. And as the week has progressed, the Cowboys have gotten healthier. The Eagles have not gotten anyone of note back like Deshaun, who we hope would come back. And now the script is flipped, specifically what happened the last couple days with the reports from ESPN. One, about Jalen Ramsey not coming here and how at least one Eagles player is upset. And the other, about Carson Wentz. As we go into the biggest game of Carson Wentz's career, somebody, if not more than one person, somebody in that locker room put something out there and it got out and it's not good. Like today, we'll play it for you later on. Doug Peterson had to answer questions at the podium about these anonymous quotes about Carson Wentz. Both Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Agholor both were asked, were you the guy that did this and went to Josina Anderson and talked about Carson Wentz? That's not good. The beginning of the week, I felt like the Eagles were going to win this game because the Cowboys were banged up and they were a mess. Locker room turmoil. And as the week has gone on, this script has flipped. The Cowboys have gotten themselves healthy enough that it feels like their starters are going to play. Especially Amari Cooper, who just torched the Eagles last year when he got here. Or got to Dallas and got into this rivalry. And now the locker room turmoil is not in Dallas as much as it is here in Philadelphia. 888-729-9494, #9494. That is how you hop in. Eagles, Cowboys, it is the biggest game of the season. It is obviously the biggest game of Carson Wentz's career. That is an obvious and clear truth heading into this game. And I give you 10 reasons why the Eagles could win. I give you 10 reasons why the Cowboys win. But whenever there's a game like this, we all got to follow our gut. And I think all of us deep down, if you follow your heart, if you're just going to talk about you're using your heart, you're going to say, Joe, they're going to beat the Cowboys. Cowboys stink. Dak Prescott, blah, blah, blah. If you're following your head, you might say, road game, tough game, Cowboys getting healthy. But what's your gut saying to you? Because mine isn't telling me what I wanted to hear. Like, I'm thinking, the more this week goes on and the more all this plays out, the more I don't feel good about where this is trending. 888-729-9494. And look, let's make no mistake about how big this game is. When you look at some of the projections and the really history of the format with the playoffs since 1990, teams that are 3-4 versus 4-3, it is night and day in terms of making the playoffs. This is a gigantic football game. It is not a season-ending game or a season-defining game, but it's one that really will tell the tale of where the Eagles are going. If they lose on Sunday, they're going to dig a hole that is hard to climb out of, specifically this year, because I don't think there's two teams from the NFC East going to the playoffs. It feels like a one team out of this division year where the rest of the NFC is good. Wild card teams will be around 10 or 11 wins. And I don't believe the Eagles, especially with all the losses they've had in the NFC, are going to be able to overcome and get a wild card if they don't win this division. It takes on extra importance. You have all this stuff circling around Carson Wentz. And good on him. Credit to him that he's not firing back and he's taking the high road and he's just kind of doing his thing. But you have questions about the quarterback inside the locker room. You have a Cowboys team off three straight losses. This should be the get right week for the Eagles. And yet I don't feel good about it. I don't feel good about this football game. 888-729-9494. Here's what I need from you guys tonight. Let's talk about this game and how we feel heading into the biggest one of the season, biggest one of Carson Wentz's career. And I want your truth. I want the truth. Like, dig deep down, gut feel on this. Because if you're just going to call in and say, Joe, my heart is telling me this. This is all that's going to happen. We could talk about that, but we all want to believe they're going to win. Our hearts are all telling us, screw the Cowboys. Eagles got this. Better quarterback, get a better coach. They're good in big games, all that. And your head might be saying, these trends are not going this way, this, that. What's your gut telling you? Because the gut with this team, specifically this year, has not lied to us much. The gut in the first game of the season was, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they start slow. They didn't do anything in the preseason, but they'll beat the Redskins. The gut I had in week two was, it's a tough spot. You know, Atlanta has got a good quarterback. They're good in their building. Tough spot, and they lost. The gut in week three was, this is going to be tricky. Everybody's hurt. The Eagles are really banged up. There's nobody out there, and they end up losing. The gut in week four was, they're going to bounce back in Green Bay. They're going to play a good football game. And they did. The gut against the Jets was, it doesn't matter. This Jets team is hapless. And the gut last week, I think for a lot of us, for myself, and really for people that I heard all week on the station was, yeah, they're going to have trouble covering Diggs and Thielen. And that worked out. This has been a year so far where the more we have a conversation about it, the more I listen to WIP, the gut of the fan base here has been right. So far, it's been a lot of, yeah, this feels not good, or this feels really good. They got this. And week after week, the team is, for the most part, followed that path. This Sunday, my gut's not pointing in the right direction. Dallas offered three straight losses with turmoil around their coach. Monday, I said, man, they're going to go beat Dallas. And as the week has gone on, I'm like, this doesn't feel good. And it feels like the Eagles are heading in the wrong direction. The Cowboys are getting healthier. And it's not healthy at all to have this stuff about Wentz out. It isn't. This is third time in a calendar year. And this isn't about my opinion on him as a player, because I've made that clear. I think he's a good quarterback. He is not a great one. And he has flaws in his game that he has to fix if they're going to become a great team around him again. But man, this is bigger than that. This is bigger than his overall ability, whether he's the 10th best quarterback, the 12th, the 13th, 15th, whatever. It feels like there is a segment or at least one loud voice in that locker room that doesn't believe in him. And that is troublesome, because that's the kind of stuff that gets in everybody's head and becomes a thing that doesn't go away. When it happens once, you shrug it off. When it happens twice, you could say, yeah, well, I don't want to believe that article anyway. Three times, that's a trend. And it's three times in a year now the quarterback's been criticized by his own people. It is not a good, it doesn't give me a good feeling as a fan. Like, why don't they believe in this guy? 888-729-9494. Let's be honest with each other. That's what we do here on the evening show. I mean, Tucker knows. It's all about honesty on this show.
Tucker, that's all we do is speak the truth.
Tucker, how you feeling?
I'm feeling better than you.
What's in your gut?
Gut's telling me that you're overthinking it, quite honestly.
So, then they're going to win?
I think so. I mean, the Cowboys lost to the Jets last week, and I think a lot of people are kind of forgetting about that with the amount of turmoil kind of going on with the Eagles these last couple days. We've seen this team bounce back the last 2 years after issues with Wentz getting hurt. They struggled for most of the year last year. I don't think this is a Super Bowl contending team, but I think they're better than the team that they're going against on Sunday.
All right, so Tucker's gut is, I'm overthinking this. The Cowboys lost the Jets. Stop overthinking it. My gut is telling me there's a lot of issues here, and the Cowboys are feeling better about themselves, including DeMarcus Lawrence today, telling Doug Peterson to basically shut up about predicting a win. They're feeling better about themselves down there. I'm feeling worse. 888-729-9494. I need your gut feeling. And if you're feeling good, help me out tonight. Like, I need you to make me, before the show ends tonight, feel a little bit better. Give me something maybe I'm missing here about the matchup or your gut that's going to make me feel like, all right, things will be okay. Sunday, 8:20, when they kick this off, things will be okay, because I don't feel good. And this is not a Cowboy-Eagle thing in particular. It's not like I think they can't beat this team. I remember sitting here last year, last November, before they came here as a 3-5 team and saying, this Cowboy seems nothing. The Eagles got this. So it's not a matchup thing. It's not a Dak Prescott thing. It's not a Jason Garrett thing for sure, because I don't think he's a good coach. But there's something about where this team is going right now with the combination of injuries, not being able to move the football down the field, giving up big plays, and this Wentz stuff that just, I have a bad feeling about Sunday night. 888-729-9494. Lou is in Sacramento up on WIP. Hey, Lou.
What's up, man? I kind of agree with Tucker. I think you might be overthinking it. I feel good about the game, except one thing, you're right, just gut feeling. I think there's going to have to be overcoming of some bad calls, just like last year. I go back to when they got the opening kickoff and they called the fumble to the Cowboys, and I still don't understand that. And that's the one thing that's kind of gnawing at me. But when I look at all the tactical game plans, they run the ball with Zeke. We have a good run defense. They're banged up at key spots, left tackle, right tackle. I feel good about all that, but there's something telling me, and I really hope I'm wrong, that these refs, just, it's been a point of contention the whole year. They better not blow this game, or else I'm going to throw my TV out the window.
Well, because... let's not throw the window out the TV, because then you're really mad, Lou. That call last year, and they had opportunities to overcome that. That was, it was the beginning of the game, so that wasn't the reason why they lost. But it certainly set the tone for the game. They lost a possession there.
And yeah, I think I watched the Lions Packers, and I just was sickened. I was sickened, and I was like, man, I can't imagine if this was the Eagles right now. So that's the only thing. Everything else, I think that stuff with the in the news media about someone coming out, and I don't even know, it didn't even make sense what he was saying. They should check down and be more like Peyton Manning, and I just didn't understand it. I don't know who said it. Doesn't matter. I think they're above that. They got locker room guys to rise above that stuff. They're focused on the Cowboys. They're focused on winning. I think what helps us is we did lose both games last year. So we're not going in there cocky. We're 3-3. Both teams are banged up and going to be just it's going to be a good football game. I don't expect it to be more than a one-score game for sure. I think it's going to be close. And I wouldn't be surprised if it goes into overtime as well. So I think they pull it out, though. And I do think you get a Wentz signature win, fourth quarter, come back or win the game type of win, because he deserves it. He's been playing well this year. He hasn't been playing lights out. And let's give him some slack, because some people are, like the quote said, some people are saying, well, he's not doing enough and he can't check down, but there's not enough big plays and we don't want him to get hurt again, so he can't go outside himself. He's got to stay within the offense. It's like, which is it?
Right, and Lou, I think that's fair. I think it's fair what you're saying, that the quote didn't really, what was being said yesterday. I appreciate the call about Carson, all that stuff that came out. It was kind of odd considering the way he's played. It was probably over the top considering how he's played. But I said this last year, whether it was about Zach Ertz, whether it was the Philly Voice article or the other day, the content of what is being said about the quarterback from people within his own locker room is less important than the fact that anyone is doing this. Like that, there's discord there for whatever reason. I don't know whether it's one person, whether someone's just upset, whatever the reason, that's not healthy. Whether or not you agree with this criticism of the player from his own teammate, there shouldn't be criticism of the player from his own teammate. 888-729-9494. As far as the game being a one score game, how about this? So through week six, 51 NFL games already have been decided by 7 points or less. That's the most ever through the first 6 weeks of a season. So if you're guessing it's a one-score game, you're probably right. It's going to be a one-score game. They all are. Let's talk to Keith. Adam in Westchester. What's up, Adam?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Adam. What's up?
Good. So I am going to be the opposite of the other two guys. I'm not feeling great about this game. And I'll tell you why. I think the Cowboys have a lot more pressure to play well. You know, starting 3-0 for them, they drop three straight, losing to the Jets. I mean, they're playing at home. Our defense has been trash, and you know, you maybe get Darby back, you maybe get Mills back this weekend, but, I mean, how much of an upgrade are they? I mean, they're obviously better than Sidney Jones. I think anybody can agree with that. But, I mean, they're going to expose us on the, you know, they're gonna throw the ball a lot, and I just don't know. I got a bad feeling that it's going to be a close game for sure. I got a pretty good feeling about that, but I don't know. For me, I'm still a little uneasy just because of how bad the defense is playing.
I love that word you use there, Adam, because that probably is the best word to describe how I feel right now. Uneasy. Like, there's a definitely, I mean, the Eagles, when you look at the Vegas line in this game, Vegas thinks they are better because they are less than a 3-point.
You're 2.5-point favorite.
Right, but I'm still uneasy. Why is that? Why am I not sitting here saying they got this? There's something about this team that just makes me uneasy. Like, they don't make it easy on themselves. Whatever's going on in the locker room, the fact that you have the Cowboys getting healthier, it's just, I'm just nervous about this football game.
I mean, obviously, there was opportunities, obviously, to address this defensive situation all off season long, and including right now when, you know, you could have made a trade for it. So, I mean, I guess if they're really going to be all in and say Darby and Mills are going to be, you know, the number one and two guys out there, you know, I mean, covering Gallup, and I don't know if Cooper's playing yet, but I just don't think that we have that coverage on the outside that's going to make this game, you know, something that's like, oh, we're going to get a pick, you know what I mean? We're not good at getting turnovers like this. It's just, it's an uneasy game. That's the perfect way to describe it. It's just uneasy.
Adam, appreciate the phone call. 888-729-9494. It is a gut check night on the evening show here. I don't feel good about this football game on Sunday. The Eagles should, when this season started, the idea of them not going down there and playing well, especially when you lined up injuries with Dallas, three straight losses, if you line this game up and you just kind of laid out the facts, you could convince yourself they're going to be fine. But then the more I think about it, the more I look at it, I'm like, man, Dallas is getting healthier. There's turmoil in this locker room for whatever reason. I don't feel good. 888-729-9494. We'll come back. Your feeling, your gut on this game. Eagles-Cowboys Sunday night. And we'll hear from Doug Peterson. Doug was asked today, which is not great, about players in his own locker room going to ESPN to rip his quarterback. Doug's response to what was said and his response overall, we'll have that for you on the other side. 888-729-9494. That is how you hop in on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.